Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So grateful that you've joined me again today to study the Word of God, to use it as a time to grow in your relationship with the Lord. When we're discovering all these wonderful things that God has done for us, well in advance of our ever coming to know Him, we should be ones to praise God all the time. And that's why we go to Him in prayer. We want to be involved with the Lord. We want a relationship with the Lord. And He loves for us to come before His throne boldly and share that we want to learn His Word. So join with me in prayer, if you will. Heavenly Father, even as Your Word says, we can come boldly to Your throne of grace so that we can find mercy in our time of need. And I pray, Lord, as we study Your Word, we're growing in our faith and trust in You. Lord, we're learning about You, but also what You've done for us. And we just want to be grateful that we have Your Word to share all these wonderful ideas. I pray that You would guide us by Your Holy Spirit into the truth today, because we know that makes the difference in our lives. We can live them out fully before You. And Lord, to be empowered to live according to that truth is just an extra blessing. We count on You, we trust in You, we bless You, Lord, and we thank You for Your Word again today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. The title to today's lesson is Not Beguiled. It's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 2 and verse 18. Because there were false teachers among them, Paul the Apostle addressed the Colossian church with certain heresies which penetrated the church. The Gnostics were promoting the idea that Jesus was not deity, and the Judaizers were saying it was necessary to follow the Jewish laws in addition to faith in Jesus to be saved. Paul refuted both of these ideas in chapter 2 of his letter to the church, and in chapter 2 and verse 18 of his letter to the Colossians, he warned the church members to not be beguiled. We read, "Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind." The verse begins, "Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels." Paul begins with this Greek phrase, katabrabeu, medias, katababreo, hymas, katababreo, which is a charge and warning, let no man beguile you, and means to decide as umpire against someone or to defraud the prize of victory of your reward. The idea is to not allow anyone to rob you of your salvation. He goes on to add, in a voluntary humility, which is a desire, wish, or intention to have a humble opinion of oneself, a deep sense of one's moral littleness, modesty, humility, and lowliness of mind, and worshiping of angels, or external, consisting of ceremonies, religious discipline, or religion, concerning messengers or ones sent from God. The verse goes on to say, intruding into those things which he has not seen. Paul adds the words intruding into, which means to enter, to frequent, or haunt those things which he has not seen, or looked at with the eye, seen with the mind, perceived, known, become acquainted with by experience. Though they acted as though they were spiritual, these beguilers promoted ideas and things that they had never seen nor perceived. Finally, the verse says, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, the result of their extra spiritualness, as they were vainly puffed up or inflated, blown up, caused to swell, puffed up, made proud or lofty by his fleshly mind, which refers to the natural mind, comprising alike the faculties of perceiving and understanding, and those of feelings, judging, determining, and understanding. These who promoted these ideas as their own humility, being able to visit with angels and pontificating upon things neither they nor their companions had seen, resulted in a prideful demeanor which made them feel superior to everyone else around them. As we consider these words of Paul, we may have met those within our lives who think themselves to be just a little more spiritual than anyone else. These may have even made us or others feel that somehow their salvation was in jeopardy because the spiritual level displayed by us was not as elevated as theirs. Paul said, "Let no man beguile you or fool you into this vain thought." All through this chapter, Paul has given us warnings about not being beguiled, judged, and unaware, which means the Lord God desires that we be circumspect for these false ideas as well. Perhaps as we meditate upon Paul's words, we should think about God's desire to keep us from being beguiled. And that fact is that he desires that we may be assured that he is on our side and salvation is within his hands. Next time, Paul writes about increasing with the increase of God. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.